First reading today is from Psalm 107, verses 1 to 3, and then jump to 17 to 22. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his loving kindness is everlasting. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the adversaries, and gathered from the lands, from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. Fools, because of their rebellious way and because of their iniquities, were afflicted. Their soul abhorred all kinds of food, and they drew near to the gates of death. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble. He saved them out of their distresses. He sent his word and healed them, and delivered them from their destructions. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his loving kindness and for his wonders to the sons of men. Let them also offer sacrifices of thanksgiving and tell of his works with joyful singing. The second reading is from the Gospel of John. Chapter 3, verses 14 to 21. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes may in him have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send the Son into the world to judge the world, but that the world should be saved through him. He who believes in him is not judged. He who does not believe has been judged already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the judgment, that the light has come into the world, and men love the darkness rather than the light, for their deeds were evil. For everyone who does evil hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. But he who practices the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be manifested as having been wrought in God.
This morning's gospel lesson comes from one of my favorite passages in Scripture. In the portion that Joe read for us today, Nicodemus is not named, but he is there in the background. The whole passage is addressed to him. You see, Nicodemus, a Pharisee and a teacher, sought out Jesus in the dark of night to have a pretty serious talk. Nicodemus had questions about baptism, questions about being born again, questions about the Spirit. He didn't quite get it. And I can relate to Nicodemus, because sometimes I don't quite get it either. Sometimes I want to echo Nicodemus' question, How can this be? Where we pick up in the scripture today, Jesus is explaining to Nicodemus where Jesus' own life would lead and the nature of God's love. Some pretty heavy stuff. Jesus explained, "Just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life." This was a reference to the Hebrew scriptures and a time when the Israelites wandering through the desert were bitten by poisonous serpents. Nicodemus, a Jewish teacher, would have known this story. In it, God instructed Moses to make a serpent of bronze and put it on a pole so that those who were bitten by the poisonous serpents and looked upon the bronze serpent were healed. Jesus explained that he too would be lifted up, and those who looked on him and believed would also be healed. A reference to the way that Jesus would die, hung on a cross. God loved the Israelites enough to save them from the poisonous serpents. God loved Nicodemus enough to give him Jesus to show him the way. And God doesn't just love Nicodemus, but the whole world. As Jesus put it in perhaps the most quoted verse of the New Testament, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that whoever believeth in him may not perish, but have eternal life." The next verse isn't quoted quite as often, but it's just as important. "God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him." God's priority is not our harm, but our health, our wholeness, and our salvation. In short, God is on our side. This is a helpful reminder for me on this fourth Sunday of Lent. Sometimes it's difficult to hold fast to God's love when the pain of the world is so evident. Around the world, we hear of war, terrorism, the murder and torture of innocent people, natural disasters that destroy lives. At home, we live with job loss and illness, grief and disappointments, big and small. Sometimes life is just plain hard. During Lent, we're asked to look inside ourselves for those dark places of pain and doubt that separate us from God. In this season, especially, we are reminded of the tension between suffering and new life. Our psalm that Joe read as well addresses this tension also. Psalm 107 begins the final book of Psalms, the Psalms of Praise and Thanksgiving. It begins, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever." Those who wrote this psalm had been through many hardships and had endured much pain. They had been exiled and were forced to live away from their land. Their holy city of Jerusalem had been destroyed, crumbled. Yet God called them back from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. Gathered together, they recalled their trials, they cried out to God, and they gave thanks for God's steadfast love. Even in the face of their suffering, they came together to celebrate that God was on their side. It strikes me that, to some degree, that's what we do every Sunday. We may not be coming back from exile, but we do come together from our various places in the world. Some of us from challenging jobs and family obligations. Some of us from experiences of illness or uncertainty. Some of us come struggling with difficult decisions. Some of us come filled with joy for a celebration, for a gift realized. Some of us come bored with life and wondering what God could possibly have to say to us today. Like Nicodemus, some of us come with questions. We come from the east and the west, the north and the south. Williston, Burlington, Shelburne, Colchester, Maine. We come together because Nebraska, because for some reason we feel that God has called us here. We see this most clearly when we share our prayers, our celebrations and concerns. And I appreciate that our community values these prayers so much that we set aside a portion of our worship service for the sharing of those prayers. We are given the opportunity to voice what is most on our hearts. As Matthew Stiff put it in his lectionary reflections, the experiences of God's saving power is not a private matter, but rather is complete by sharing its good news in public. Our prayers may not always be answered the way that we would like, yet even in the tough stuff, we share with each other and with God, and we can celebrate the ways that we do experience God's healing love. God never promised us it would be easy. What God does promise is to be with us, even in the tough stuff. God shares in our suffering. The good news for us is that God does not shy away from the messy stuff of life. Poisonous serpents, exile, crucifixion. God's been there and done that. Knowing that tells me that God can handle the stuff of my messy life. Thanks be to God. As our Seasons of the Spirit describes it, instead of a God who watches our behavior to zap us for wrongdoing and reward us for good deeds, we are called to see God as sharing our suffering. And I would add our joy. God is on our side. On this fourth Sunday of Lent, we continue the journey through the wilderness. The journey is sometimes difficult. At times we encounter rough terrain. Our prayers are not always answered just the way that we would like. And like Nicodemus, we may have questions that come to us in the dark of night. Still, it is God's steadfast love that carries us through our desert and wilderness wanderings. In the face of pain and challenge, we are a people of hope, for God so loved the world. As Alan Brehm describes it, we are the hungry and thirsty who have been fed. We are the sinners deserving death who have been given new life. We are the fearful before the terrors of existence who have been given hope. God is on our side, loving us, sharing with us, saving us. Amen and amen.